Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Matt Dietrich is on the phone line. He's a spokesman for the State Board of Elections. Matt, welcome back to the WGN Radio.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So I stumbled there because you've mailed out applications for mail-in voting, but we haven't started voting yet, or have we?
No, we haven't. Okay. If you've applied for your ballot now, you will start receiving actual ballots beginning September 24th. The first day they can send out actual ballots. That's also the first day of early voting is September 24th.
So we're just a couple of weeks away, I guess, from that. But in Illinois, then, everyone was mailed an application to vote by mail, correct?
Not everyone, but close to it. It was everyone who had voted in any of the last three statewide elections, okay, from November of 18, April of 19, and March of 2020. 6.4 million applications went out throughout the summer. They were required to be sent no later than August 1st.
And how many have you gotten back?
More than 1.5 million.
And how does that compare?
That was as of Friday. That is amazing. The greatest number of votes by mail ever cast in Illinois was just 2 years ago. 430,000 votes were cast by mail. That was 9.3% of the 2018 general election. Now, so obviously we have 1.5 million applications in now. We're going to have a lot more yet to come. So there, you know, we were already more than triple what the record was just a couple of years ago. Voting by mail has been catching on ever since Illinois stopped absentee, the traditional absentee voting.
Right.
As of about, we're 10 years into not having to have an excuse to vote by mail.
So when I was in college, when I was in college in the 80s and I wanted to vote, I was lived in Kankakee County, I would apply for an absentee ballot, but I had to sign an affidavit or something, right, to prove that I couldn't be
in, right.
And that's gone, that's completely gone away now. You just have to request a mail-in ballot.
Right, right. We don't even use the term absentee in the Illinois voting system anymore. It's all just vote by mail. It's been that way. 2016 was when we did away with the term absentee.
So,
and that's when it really started to grow. We had 6.5% of the vote in the 2016 presidential election cast by mail. We had 9.3% in the 2018 general cast by mail. At the rate we're going, if we were to stop today, and if everybody, once they receive their ballots, if they, let's say, 80% of them actually voted them by mail, we'd be at about, typically that's about 25%.
Wow.
If voter turnout trends hold for this year. We usually have about 73% turnout statewide. The average from 76 to 2016 was right about 73% in presidentials.
Do these mailings come out from each county clerk, or do they come out from the state? And then where do they go? Do they go to the county clerk or back to Springfield?
Yeah, they came, the 6.4 million came from the local election authorities,
okay,
the county clerks and the boards of election. And those were printed specific to each individual voter. So when you received one of those over the summer, it would be filled out with your name. It'd be barcoded, most likely. Almost all jurisdictions would have some type of a code that is keyed to your unique voter ID number. So you sign that and you send it back in. The election authority, your county clerk, receives it. They're going to check your signature on the application with the signature on record to make sure that the application is genuine. Then, if it is, then come September 24th, they'll mail you your actual ballot. And again, that's going to be filled out specifically to you, the voter. It's going to be barcoded to your unique voter ID number. And when you vote it, you'll go through the same system. It'll be verified by signature at the election authority by election judges.
My son lives in the city, and it doesn't have... He hasn't re-registered yet. He just moved a few weeks ago. So he got a mail-in ballot request from Lake County. Could he still... Well, I have two questions. One, could he still legally use that? Two, because I'm a dad always trying to do things for his kids because I don't think they're going to do it themselves. You know, I thought for a moment, well, maybe I'll just send in this application for a ballot for him. If I had done that, I would have had to sign the application, or I would have been rejected only if I voted for him. Could I have legally got the application myself for him?
No, you can't. And it states that on the application. Only the voter can fill out that application. Only the voter can sign. And it's a good thing you didn't do that, Steve, because that's vote fraud. No, only the voter can fill out those applications. What your son should do if he has moved in between is go to our website, elections.il.gov, and go to our online registration. And when you go there, the first thing it has you do is look up your registration to see if you're registered. You can update your information using our online site. That is open through October 18th. You can register online through October 18th.
Okay, so when you register online, then how do you provide a signature that would be verified when you vote?
You need to have an Illinois driver's license or Secretary of State issued ID to use our online site. They capture the signature from the Secretary of State's records, and that's what they'll use to match up.
So I think you guys have thought of everything. Anyway, that makes sense. The reason I really wanted to talk to you today, though, was something I didn't realize, and I think this is important for people to know. If you do apply for a vote to vote by mail and you get a ballot sent to you, you have to use that ballot, right? You can't say, well, I'd put it off, or I'm not going to do it. I'd rather vote in person and then just show up at the polls.
Well, if you do that and if you receive your ballot, people do that. Take your mail ballot with you and surrender it at the polling place. They'll spoil that ballot, and then they'll give you a regular ballot, and you just vote in person like normal. Now, we always have this happen, where people apply typically at the last minute, because in Illinois, you can apply through this year. You can apply for a mail ballot through October 29th, but we strongly advise that you do so at least by October 15th, we say. But we always have this happen. We had this happen a lot in the primary because there was a last-minute rush when coronavirus became an outright crisis. But people, they apply for a ballot, but election day comes. They still haven't received it. They get nervous. What do I do? Well, here's what you do. If you haven't received your ballot and you've applied for it, go to your polling place. The election judge will have a note in the poll book, and they'll ask you, well, it shows here you were mailed. You requested and were sent a mail ballot. Did you receive it? And if you honestly didn't receive it, you say no, they will give you an affidavit to sign that under the penalty of perjury, I did not receive my ballot, and you sign it. Then you're given a regular ballot to vote. Now, if for some reason that's not going to mean that, let's say someone forgot that they actually had
received
mailed
it
the day before.
Right.
It's kind of a far-fetched scenario.
Well,
but
okay, so what about this? But Matt, what if I threw it away? I'm like, I'm not going to do it. I threw it away, and then I realized that I need it at the polling place.
Mm-hmm.
Could I tell a little white lie then and just say I didn't receive it? Or I'd be going back to jail.
We can't advise anyone to lie.
Okay.
If someone goes in, let's say you go in and you tell the truth in the polling place, they say, shows here you've got a ballot, and you say, well, yeah, but I want to vote in person. I just left it at home. Then they're going to say, well, then you're going to cast a provisional ballot in that case, because they have to wait to make sure that ballot, which you have acknowledged that you actually did receive, they have to wait to make sure that ballot is not going to actually show up voted or and
so if it's a scam, once, if it's a scam, you're waiting 14 days before you count my provisional ballot.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
Paul's on the phone line with
your
question.
Ballot would be.
Paul, I'm sorry, Matt, I interrupted you, but I wanted to get Paul's question. And Paul, welcome to WGN Radio.
My father's in a nursing home and has had a stroke. He still can be acknowledged. Can he get a mail-in ballot and make his selections? He can only sign with an X, though. It's affected his writing hand. Can I then sign as POA his name and put POA?
There is a, when your father can get a mail ballot, you also will want to talk to the administration at where he's living, because they often have programs, especially now. Normally, the election authority, the clerk's office, would be sending people in to do the voting in nursing homes. They're not going to be doing that under the current conditions. Most are developing their own vote-by-mail programs with the administration, so you'll want to talk to the administration to find out how they're handling that. There is a form on a mail-in ballot if a voter has been assisted, where the person assisting has to identify themselves and sign as well. For signature verification, you'd probably want to check with your local election authority to find out how that is being handled.
Paul,
now,
yeah, Paul,
this year,
I was going to say, thanks for the call, Paul. We've just got less than a minute, Matt, and I'm wondering about election night. We've got just 30 seconds here. Are we going to have a good view of who wins and who loses on election night in Illinois?
It really depends on whether people, we're going to have a heavy vote by mail. We are encouraging people to vote your ballot and mail it back in before election day, as early as you possibly can. We want to get as much of that vote processed prior to election day so that at 7 p.m. on election night, election authorities can basically more or less flip a switch, and we will know the vast majority of what the vote by mail total is.
Matt
but
Dietrich.
You'll also know, we have a count of how many outstanding vote by mail ballots there are, so we'll be letting people know about that.
Great to talk to you. I know we're going to do it again. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Thank you, Steve.